بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. بشر بن حارث رحمة الله عليه was famously known as Bishr Hafi. He was a renowned saint of his era. On one occasion, a person asked him, "How did you attain this lofty position of sainthood?" We notice that people take your name with extreme respect and honor. In reply, he mentioned the following. He said, "What can I say? Whatever I have been blessed with is purely out of the grace and the favor of Allah Ta'ala. I was a man who was leading an extremely sinful life. One day while walking, I came across a piece of paper that was lying on the road. When I picked it up, I saw that it had Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim written on it. I thus wiped the paper clean and placed it in my pocket with respect. At that time, I only possessed 2 dirhams. I proceeded to the Ithar merchants and used my 2 dirhams to purchase Ghaliya, which was a type of exclusive Ithar. I applied it to the piece of paper. That night when I went to sleep, I had a dream in which I was told, 'O Bishr ibn Harith, you raised our name from the road and perfumed it. Thus, I will most definitely cause your name to be raised and revered in this world and the next.' It was on account of this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me this position. So we learn from this incident the importance of showing respect to deen and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since a Muslim regards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as deen to be most important, he should afford them the highest level of respect. Anything that is linked to deen, for example, the adhan, respect for the adhan, the masjid, respect for the masjid, Quran and Majid, respect for the Quran and Majid, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect for the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Makkah and Madinah Sharif, respect for Makkah Sharif, respect for Madinah Sharif. So anything that got any link with deen, then to show the highest levels of respect. When we give respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us respectable. Allah ta'ala will give respect to us. And when we show disregard, then we will be disregarded. As a Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi once did a survey to see those people that excelled in the world or in deen. What was the reason? How were they with their teachers? Then it was found that every one of them were very respectful towards their teachers, even if it was some worldly science. But they had this extreme respect and reverence. So Allah Ta'ala gave them respect and Allah Ta'ala gave them honor. We've got the month of Ramadan that is coming now. If we want to gain maximum benefit, then the respect for the masjid, Taraweeh, Salah, that we don't cause a disturbance. If we are bringing children, then we make sure that they know how to behave in the masjid. They are not disrespecting the masjid, the other musallis. We keep our cell phone switched off in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We behave with awe. Allah ta'ala says, "Ma kana lahum an yadkhuluha illa khaifin." That when we enter the house of Allah, it's not like we're entering a shop or a mall. Then we enter with this khawf and this fear and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we behave in the masjid. And in the month of Ramadan, we behave with respect towards the Quran and Majid. We kiss it, we hold it close to our hearts. When we read it with respect. So if a person affords respect, then Allah Ta'ala will give him the maximum benefit and he will gain respect. Ulama say the first attempt and effort of shaitan is to get a person not to do something good. But when he still persists in that good, then the second effort of shaitan is that now he wants to destroy that good by making this person either waste his time or do such things that will make him not gain the maximum benefit. And we find that this disrespect is making us lose out a lot of benefit instead of getting Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Then we sometimes earn the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal.